Orioles and Tigers coming up tonight on WBAL. Tonight, Chris Dickerson is not in the lineup. Travis Ishikawa, who's just been called up from AAA Norfolk, he has the DH role tonight for the Orioles. Baltimore going with the five-man bench. Let's bring back in Chris Dickerson, who joins us from Comerica Park. And Chris, before, you're making the point about how hard it is to have this revolving door at DH with guys who have pretty much been everyday players throughout their professional career. They haven't been used to DHing, and they are used to playing the field, and how challenging that has been for you, Nolan Reimold, Danny Valencia, and Steve Pierce.
You know, everybody's done an incredible job. You know, Danny stepping in, and Steve with the limited at-bats. I mean, it's tough enough to play this game when you're playing every day, but to be going back and forth with left and right-handed DHs, it's difficult, and this group has done a tremendous job of stepping up and, you know, putting their best foot forward every time they do get the opportunity. So, you know, it is, you know, my hat's off to everybody that's in this role right now. It's tough, but these guys, you know, we kind of stick by each other and kind of discuss where we're at, you know, especially mentally. And we kind of had Danny and I had a funny conversation the other day. You know, it's tough enough playing Major League Baseball every day, but, you know, getting limited at bats and going back and forth and then having the guys that we have to face on a regular basis over the last week with Weaver and Williams and, you know, now we got Verlander and Porcello and Scherzer. You know, it's tough. It really is tough. But, you know, we're there, you know, find a way. We're going to find a way. And, you know, I'm going through crying, a little bit of a stretch right now. So, but that, you know, it's baseball. It's a funny game. It's a ridiculous game at times. And Chris Davis and I were having a conversation a couple of days ago. And, you know, Chris was struggling as well. And, you know, it's just, you know, you can be on the top of the world one week and you can be at the bottom. You can be at the bottom in a heartbeat. It's an extremely humbling game. And, you know, this is just one of those times where we all have to, you know, kind of get with each other and just, you know, just kind of just deal with it and just fight through the tough times.
Two more quick questions for you, Chris. I do want to ask you about two dates specifically this year. May 21 against your former team, the Yankees. The Orioles really needed that series, and you go 3-for-4 with two home runs in one game against your former club from last year. And I asked you after that game, and you probably don't remember this, but right after that game with a slew of reporters around you, was this the best day of your professional life? And you said absolutely. But then 10 days later, you have the big walk-off against the Detroit Tigers to win that game. Between those two, what's the best day of your professional life?
Man, I still think, you know what? I think I'm just going to call it a tie. I mean, between the two, those are two incredibly special moments, you know, having your first career multi-hit game, especially in that situation when we're trying to get a series. And, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, anytime you can step up in a big situation, you know, in a game, in a division game is a huge thing. But that walk-off was truly something special, too. I mean, sold-out crowd in Baltimore. I mean, it's, you know, it's a playoff atmosphere. And, you know, being, you know, playoff, you know, last year, I mean, getting to see Camden Yards when it's packed, I mean, there's not a whole lot of places that are too much more exciting, especially when that, you know, when you do that, oh, at the beginning of the game during the national anthem. It's, you know, it's a chilling experience. And I was just glad to send everybody home on a happy note.
All right, final question, Chris. I have to bring this up. On my way to the ballpark, recently I've been seeing you every day riding your bike to the ballpark. I see you on Pratt Street. You make the turn in, and then when I go to the lot right by where the player's lot is, I see you, you know, every player's driving in with their big truck, Escalade, whatever have you, and there you go, right down the ramp in your bike. Tell us about that.
You know, I think it's just, you know, I guess I'm being the environmental guy on the team, and, you know, I decided to leave the car back at home in LA, and, you know, I'm only, I'm about a mile and a half from the field, and, you know, it's just, you know, just making my own personal pledge to, cut down on my, you know, my carbon footprint, and, I enjoy cycling. I love riding my bike, and in the off season, it's a great thing to just kind of get the blood going early on, but, you know, there's no sense in just driving, you know, using a car, you know, to the ballpark every day. And, you know, I'm fortunate to be over in the West Harbor, and I have everything that's close by. And so, you know, I started out on a skateboard for the first couple of weeks, and I upgraded to a bike. And but no, it's great. It's you know, it's just kind of refreshing just being outside and kind of, you know, enjoying the air on the way to the ballpark and stuff like that. But yeah, the bike is my go-to vehicle for the season.
That's an interesting trip both back and to the ballpark. No question about that. Chris Dickerson, I really appreciate your time today. Good luck tonight against the Tigers, and you're an interesting guy. Let's do this again soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
That's Chris Dickerson. We're back with more next here on WBAL.